This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Yes, we're spreading conspiracy theories when it comes to Democrats killing babies after they're born and harvesting their organs. You know, do you think they're emailing us right now? They're like,
will you comment on the conspiracy theory that you guys are spreading that Democrats are letting born babies die and that they're harvesting their organs? Will you provide comments about the conspiracies and the lies you're spreading?
As if I get enjoyment out of talking about this. Like, as if Alex Jones and I and David Knight come on air and we're excited. We're so excited. We're going to talk about how the Democrats want to kill babies. Yay! And I'm so excited to come up here and talk about the undercover video where they say they're going to sell the baby parts. It's so exciting! Do I want to provide comment to Newsweek? Oh, yes! I love talking about how the Democrats want to kill babies. It's so fun! Oh, Newsweek wants comment? Oh, okay, Newsweek, I'll tell you what. Here's a comment for you. Go yourself. How about that? There's a comment for you. We're trying to raise awareness that there's babies that are getting born, breathing, hearts beating. In fact, the heart beats, I think it's like a couple weeks after conception even. If you, Newsweek, if you, Newsweek, want to stand on the side of letting babies die, then you can go yourself. Okay? How about that for a comment, Newsweek? Publish that. And then while you're at it, if you don't mind, in the same story where you're publishing my comment to you, requesting comment on us spreading wild conspiracy theories about Democrats letting babies die and harvesting their organs, why don't you go ahead and put the video of Ralph Northam talking about how they'll resuscitate the baby and then decide, that's them saying, and then let it die, deciding to let it die. And then why don't you also upload the video undercover tape, which was just ruled in the court. It was all real, not doctored, not edited. Planned Parenthood doctors talking about selling baby parts so they can buy Ferraris. And then this just came out today. I mean, just today. Planned Parenthood doctor said she would break the baby's neck if born alive after abortion. Oh, Newsweek. Oh, I'll tell you what, Newsweek. Go ahead and publish my comment. And go ahead and include a clip or maybe just the preview of the Dr. Gosnell movie. How about that? The guy that was chopping up babies after they were born. Where do you think Ambrosia is getting all this young blood? Where do you think people are getting adrenochrome on the black market? So there's your comment, Newsweek. Right there. Go ahead and look it up for yourself, folks. It's all real. Yeah, you don't want to believe it. Because we're supposed to be the most advanced civilization of all time, right? We don't engage in human sacrifice. That's for the ancients. No, we're still doing it. And there's a sick, twisted mentality at the top. They'll never admit to this, but it's all about depopulation. And I had another great revelation, and I'll get to this later, about why Bill Maher says that Middle America wishes they lived on the coast. It's literally the exact opposite. All of these progressive liberals that live in these hellholes that they've created, they are the ones that are jealous of Middle America. They're the ones jealous of Middle America's lifestyle. They're the ones jealous of us having strong families. That's them. And then they want to act like they're high and mighty and deny that there's any baby organ harvesting going on, even though they know it's true.
been doing a lot of research into Google and YouTube censorship, and I've noticed that there's one type of video that is the most censored, the most buried, the most suppressed. And that's the videos where you saw in 2016 election night all the arrogant leftist authoritarians like the Young Turks and others get so butthurt when Trump won. They don't want us to have that victory. They don't want us to remember what political action did. And that's why the globalists, Hillary and others, are trying to shut InfoWars down. This is a fight about taking your speech away, not just my speech, about taking your very sovereignty away. This country is in a war. So again, I want to thank you for what you've done, but I want to remind you, if you don't spread the articles and videos, and if you don't financially get the great products we have and fund us, and the 360 win, we're dead in the water. I'm in your hands. You're in my hands. InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Schroyer.
Ladies and gentlemen, when the government doesn't do its job, sometimes it's upon us to do it for ourselves. And sometimes it may feel or seem fruitless, but as I've said, even the smallest actions can have the biggest effects. Now, Jacob Wool got banned from Twitter about 48 hours ago. And then we were all kind of, we've been lulled into this comfort zone where, yes, we're all just getting banned for our political speech. But there's actually a next level to this. They banned Jacob Wool, and they chose this moment because he's about to expose Ilhan Omar, ladies and gentlemen. That's the truth here. Now, Jacob has a press conference coming up later this afternoon, but he joins us now. Jacob, first, just tell the audience why you went up to Minnesota and what people can expect from your press conference this afternoon.
Well, Owen, we put out a petition to remove Ilhan Omar. She's made anti-Semitic remarks, but that's the least of the concern. She's made anti-American remarks, anti-Christian remarks, just about everything you can imagine besides Islamicists, who she seems to love. She speaks to Islamic Relief. She's backed by CARE. She supported Hezbollah. She called for ISIS terrorists to receive a more lenient sentence in a terror case, wrote a personal letter, and served as their character witness in a case. So she is a terror sympathizer. She's an anti-Semite. She's anti-American. And 200,000 Americans, almost as many as voted for her, agreed with us. So we said, we got to do something about this. We put out fundraising emails. We put out periscopes. We crowdsourced an operation, and we brought a 12-man team of military, former military intelligence guys, Laura Loomer, one of the top investigative journalists in the country, myself, who does this in a political and corporate realm, and several others, Ali Alexander, who's on the show frequently. And we went up to Minnesota, and we just treated this like, you know what? The DHS isn't going to do their job. The FBI is not going to do their job here. So we're going to have to do it for them. And we went on the ground with the intent of figuring out, did Ilhan Omar marry her brother? In other words, she admitted to marrying this Elmi character. The question became, is that her brother? So we went there, we interviewed human sources, we made it happen, and today at 3 p.m. we're going to present our findings in a very meticulous dossier at the Gaylord at CPAC. So it's going to be fantastic.
Wow, so there's going to be a huge audience for this, and the information is at jihadilhan.com, folks, and I imagine that that's where people can also find the live streams. Where can they find the live streams of this press conference?
Well, I know it's going to be on Right Side Broadcasting Network, RSBN, and I'm sure you guys are free to take the stream as well for folks that are watching InfoWars. You'd have to talk to them about that, but and I'm sure it'll be on a variety of periscopes otherwise, but I'd support Right Side if you're going to watch something and don't watch one of these lefties. Periscopes, because they're all there, all the fake news journalists, and they're going to try to be tossing this thing down. But we're going to be right there in the main lobby at CPAC. We'll lead a massive press conference, and we're going to go over the facts, and the Democrats are going to have to decide. Either yes, Ilhan Omar married her brother in a fraudulent scheme against the United States, and so she has to resign, or yes, she did that, but we're okay with it. That's the only choice left they're going to have from a messaging standpoint after we present our findings.
And I have confirmed we will be airing your press conference here on the Alex Jones Show, folks, so we will be carrying that as well. And, just to take a step back from this, Jacob, because you're going to be revealing really the gruesome details of this during the press conference, but just to take a step back, the Democrats, which were never officially involved with the Women's March. I mean, yes, obviously they were involved, you know, through people speaking and the political agenda and everything. But like, as far as directly funding or doing any sort of, you know, fundraising, they were never really involved in that. Well, this year, the DNC came out and made a statement disavowing the Women's March for its anti-Semitism. Now, obviously, that involves Linda Sarsour and her anti-Semitic remarks and her hate for America and Israel. But what I'm a little perturbed at here, it just shows you how the Democrats, they can't even think in multiple layers or multiple dimensions. It's just like they can only think on one path. It's like in a little box. It's like, uh-oh, here's Linda Sarsour, clearly anti-Semitic, hates Israel. We need to make a statement about this. There's a lot of Jewish Americans that vote for us, so we disavow, the DNC says, we disavow, the Democrats disavow the Women's March for its anti-Semitism. But wait a second. If they're going to disavow the Women's March for anti-Semitism, how come they haven't disavowed Ilhan Omar?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she is as anti-Semitic as they come. She could be a featured speaker at a Hezbollah event, and she's refused to disavow that group, by the way. And she, I mean, look, just last Saturday, while we were in Minnesota, in fact, she flew down to Tampa for the night, and she spoke to a group called Islamic Relief that's been sanctioned as a material supporter of terrorism, namely groups like ISIS and Hamas, alongside a gentleman, or let's not call him a gentleman, alongside an animal who has called for all Jews to be genocided. Speaks right alongside him, featured speakers list.
But nobody's calling him Hitler.
No, Trump's the bad guy who's got, Jewish grandchildren, Jewish children, you name it. He's the Hitler.
Aaron Klein was on Michael Savage yesterday. He said Trump is basically Jewish.
Yeah, I agree. I called him the first Jewish president, the first giant Zionist president, however people want to put it. And of course, when you expose Ilhan Omar, this is now a pattern. Laura Loomer comes out with bombshell reporting against Ilhan, banned from Twitter after CARE lobbies them. Jacob Engels, who I know has been on this network, worked on Stop the Steal, works with Roger Stone. Jacob Engels goes out and reports on Ilhan Omar, banned just this last week. And now myself, and I was expecting this, I knew this would happen, and I told everybody, they're going to take me out of Twitter. It's a matter of time, but I'm going to go out with a bang. So my last tweet was announcing these findings that are coming out Thursday, coming out today at 3 p.m. now, and they banned me about 2 hours later and made up some excuse that I've run fake accounts. I've only ran one account ever that wasn't, an officially sanctioned individual or company account, and it was an experiment account to see how people would support Howard Schultz. So this whole idea of running fake accounts, it's just insanity. They banned me because CARE lobbied them.
Well, that's just the whole thing. I've learned this. I talked about this earlier. The left right now is engaged in a next level of mental illness. It's pathological perpetual projection. And so here's the thing. As if you creating some side account is even some big deal. It's like, okay, I want to have an anonymous account, or I want to have, this account for posting this or whatever. A ton of people do that. It's perfectly normal.
AOC's got 600,000 bots.
But that's my point. They're the ones that actually make fake accounts. Like, they're the ones that actually do the whole botnet. I mean, they even admitted it during the Alabama race for the special election. They're like, oh, we tested all of these bots to see how they would influence the election. Wait a second. You're the ones complaining about it. So that's just them perpetually projecting again. They're the ones that have the fake accounts. They're the ones that have all these fake followers. And they've actually learned something, and I just figured this out. I don't know what you know about this. They've now figured out how to algorithm these bots into making it appear to be real now, so when you audit their Twitter accounts, they don't actually show up. So they've got it all figured out. They've mastered the art of fake Twitter accounts, and then
fake. They have, and I'm going to be exposing probably this next. I've got this in motion, but they've got right here in D.C. where I'm sitting, down the street, multiple floors and multi-million-dollar operations that make the Internet Research Agency look like a couple of buffoons. So the Democrats have botnets galore. They needed an excuse to ban me, so they took one out of context quote from a USA Today article about me and said, sorry, we had to get rid of Jacob. We know the reality. CARE lobbied them just like they did with Loomer. They won't admit this, but I'll figure it out and expose it one way or the other. CARE lobbied them just like they lobbied in every other case. But you know what? I get it. CARE has invested millions of dollars of resources into Ilhan Omar and other people like her. And now I'm about to make their investment go up in smoke with this dossier, with these findings, with this investigation. So I understand why they want to stop me. I understand why they had private investigators care, you know, private investigators following us around in Minnesota, that's fine. But we're not going to stop. And just so they know, if they try anything, the report's coming out one way or the other. It'll be dropped. We've got a dead man switch on this thing. So they're not going to stop it now.
You know, I got to say, you know, Jacob, I don't know how old you are. I believe you're in your young 20s, right?
I'm 21.
I got to say, folks, look, you know, there's a lot of times where we can feel bad about America and feel like the future is, you know, is not looking good and desperate. But, you know, we have to be patient and realize the bigger picture here because, folks, let me tell you something. When I was Jacob's age, and you can see the talent and the drive, I was in sports media, and that's everything I wanted to do. America is changing, folks. America is changing. The youth is done being distracted by Hollywood, being distracted by all the fake crap, being distracted by the bread and circus. They're fighting for America now, folks. I mean, we're just now seeing America coming back, and they're trying to stop it.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with 2 beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
They don't want you to know who Ilhan Omar really is. And truth be told, ladies and gentlemen, the bigger picture here, if you don't want to get into the identity politics and stuff, which is not what, I mean, the point is that Ilhan Omar is now in Congress and is a total disruptor, obstructionist, anti-American who just wants to get in and literally destroy the fabric of America, folks. That's what this is all about. There's a deep, intense hatred of America amongst folks like Ilhan Omar, okay? And so whether she's wearing a hijab or marrying her brother or not, the woman hates this country and fundamentally wants to change it. And that's why on the cover of Rolling Stone, you have the feature, "The Women Shaping America's Future." Really, a woman in a hijab, the symbol of women's oppression. Nancy Pelosi, who can't even think her way out of a cardboard box, a corrupt politician. Alexandria Cortez, who in the next 20 years wants to bulldoze all skyscrapers and wants to eliminate air travel. Oh, that's the future of America. No, that's a dystopian hellhole. But that's what they're pushing. That's who they really are. And anyone exposing that gets censored, like my guest Jacob Wool. So again, Jacob, major press conference coming up this afternoon. We're going to carry it here on the Alex Jones Show. Tell people what they can expect during this press conference, what time it's at, and what motivated your whole investigation.
We put together a boots-on-the-ground investigation because we couldn't continue to see a situation where on Saturday this congresswoman goes and speaks next to a guy who calls for genociding Jews and destroying America, and on Monday she gets a classified briefing. Remember, folks, she's on the Foreign Affairs Committee. She gets briefed by the three-letter agencies. Meanwhile, she's called for abolishing DHS. Well, we're about to show a reason why she might want to abolish DHS and abolish ICE, because she engaged in a fraudulent immigration scheme, an illegal one, a felony, multiple felonies, with her own brother, married her own brother, legally speaking. We've got her dead to rights. That's what we're going to prove at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 Pacific. And hopefully this leads the Democrats to at least, I want her off of the Foreign Affairs Committee this afternoon. I don't want her getting another classified briefing. I don't want her interrogating another foreign affairs official like Elliot Abrams. This is out of control. You've got somebody who's called for abolishing ICE, abolishing DHS, and say whatever you want about DHS. They've done some bad things, and you guys have covered them, and I've talked about them. But overall, I think of DHS as the last line of defense.
Wait, hold on, though. Let's actually bear down on this for a second, because this is actually key. Look, we don't take things at face value here, but let's actually take things at face value, because that's where most of the population is at here. And so if you just take, let's just take things at face value and logically parse them out here. Okay. We were told, face value here, again, September 11th, 2001, radical Islamic terrorists engage in the biggest terror act on this country's homeland ever. 3,000 Americans died that day. Tens of thousands of Americans have died since in the aftermath. Okay, now we're told that this is from radical Islamic terror. We went to war against radical Islamic terror, and as far as we're concerned, we're still at war with radical Islamic terror. Now, here's Ilhan Omar, which I think you could say is definitely, I mean, she's an Islamicist, whether you want to call her radical or not, I guess that's your own opinion, but here she is, we're still in a war against radical Islam, and here she is saying she wants to abolish DHS? Again, If you just take that at face value, how is that not considered a terrorist threat? When we're at war with radical Islam, Islamic terrorists, here's an Islamicist saying, I want to eliminate America's last line of defense. I mean, again, at face value, how does America not look at that and say, something doesn't add up here?
Yeah, exactly. And some have called for abolishing ICE. She calls for abolishing the entire Department of Homeland Security. That means TSA. That means the folks at the ports that make sure people aren't shipping in cesium-137 or radiological material. She wants to abolish the whole thing and open up America to unlimited terror attacks. And I can tell you, having brought military intel guys with me, having dealt with FBI sources both there and other places, you abolish DHS, you're going to see a wave of terror attacks across the country. They stop terror attacks left and right. You don't hear about it in the news. You don't read about it. But Ilhan Omar, who gets classified briefings and does hear about this stuff as a part of those classified briefings, says, you know what? DHS just foiled 14 terror attacks in the past 12 months. I know. Let's abolish DHS. That is subversive, anti-American behavior, and it's got to be stopped. She has got to be removed from that committee, and she has got to be removed from Congress. You cannot have somebody like that in the halls of power in this country. It's unacceptable.
Well, and now you had the story out of Breitbart today. Travel ban ends nearly all immigration from terrorist-sanctioned nations, and then they actually have the studies and the numbers in here with the data that basically the travel ban does work. It stops terrorists from coming here. And again, they want to sit here and pin this thing on Trump. The list was actually created by Obama. These are just the eight countries Obama was bombing while he was in office. So it's like, wow, yeah, we were just bombing your country for 8 years. You don't think they might want to try to sneak someone in here to kill Americans? Of course they would. That's why we have this travel ban. That's why Trump re-signed it. And so it's like, yeah, here's the data. When we actually do our due diligence and try to stop terrorists from coming in, we can maybe stop terrorism or at least quell it. And then here's Ilhan Omar, who's trying to stop that whole process. Why isn't America asking why? So again, Jacob Wohl, he is hosting a press conference this afternoon, folks, and he's breaking down his research into Ilhan Omar. But we're kind of going beyond the pale here. You're trying to get a foot in the door for people's attention and just say, hey, look, we just investigated this woman. Did she marry her brother? Are you going to accept that? Are we going to accept that? Or are we going to do something about it? Or are you? And so basically, you're putting the Democrats in a position where they have to make a decision on Ilhan Omar. Either you're going to accept her anti-Semitism and her felonious behavior, or you're going to deny it.
That's exactly right. This woman is a felon. She's a terror sympathizer. She's an anti-Semite. She's an anti-American. And she has absolutely got to be removed from Congress. And, you know, it's striking the way that the mainstream media quashed this story. It was clear. I mean, even Snopes, who would normally call this an anti-Islamic conspiracy theory, says the claim that she married her brother is unverified. Well, not after this afternoon at 3 p.m. at the Gaylord Plaza at CPAC. But they will have to now say confirmed. But they even say unverified, and they're leftists, probably a CIA operation. So even they admit that she probably married her brother, but when they asked her, when the Associated Press, you know, the far-right Associated Press, asked her for a list of her siblings, she refused to provide it. And they said, you know what? That works for us. Story closed. She refused to provide a list of her siblings. It's remarkable. It's uncanny.
Well, this is huge. And again, folks, we're going to be covering the press conference. And again, Jacob, I just say, because, you know, people, it's just like everybody has a role out there. And I'm just so inspired by the role that you're playing, the role that Ali is playing, the role that Cernovich, I mean, everybody. And it's like people want to sit here and infight. It's like, it's like I've always said, as long as we're all punching the same enemy and we all have the true same motivation, which is to just have freedom and prosperity in the West and have America survive, then I'm all on board. So, folks, be sure to tune into this. Jacob Wohl, you're going to have just groundbreaking announcements with your investigation. Great work. We'll be airing it. JihadIlhan.com is the website where you can find all the information. Jacob Wohl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, there he goes, folks. We'll see him again in just a matter of time during this press conference. This is America waking up.
You know, the worst part about getting old and I'm still strong at 45 is that I won't be there for my children someday. That's why I need to make them strong now. Now I can be there for my children. Now I can make them strong. Now I can instruct them. Now I can teach them what I've learned. But not once I'm gone. You think of this digital age, your word's gone forever, but now they're even better at getting rid of what you said than they were before. It's so much easier to burn video or text or languages now that we have high-tech book burning, isn't it? But I have joined my will to the resistance. I can't be destroyed now. As long as I realize I've done right, and as long as the people know the truth, and you can't be destroyed either. As long as you bind yourself to something and commit to it and go through the fire for it, there is a magic that then takes place that transcends space and time. When you commit, be it word of mouth or to pray for us or to spread our articles and videos, that overrides everything the enemy's doing. So please now commit to support InfoWars however you can, and realize your provision to InfoWars is your own provision.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
Trying to figure out where I want to go from here as new information is continuing to come in. Sometimes there's anomalies or glitches in the matrix where I think that
it's like this weird thing where everyone is moving digital. And so then you have this comfort level with digital activism. But now that they're censoring digital activism and even eliminating digital activism, it's like forcing us into the real world, which is actually the solution. So it's like they're actually giving us the solution to the problems that they're causing. I mean, it's like, because I started the InfoWars Army immediately after they banned Alex Jones off everything, and now the InfoWars Army is basically its own, like, living, breathing, operating body of people that go out and do street activism and link up with fellow InfoWarriors. Then we have the InfoComs, which blows up now. Infocoms.org, where InfoWarriors go and communicate and organize events. And that was all because they banned us off the digital platform. And then you look at Jacob Bull. They ban him on Twitter. Doesn't stop him. He goes out into the physical world and engages in activism, engages in investigation. So it's like they had us in their web, like a spider has us in its web. But because we were sitting there in the web, warning all the other flies buzzing around, hey, don't get caught in this web. They were like, okay, crap, we got to release. We got to release this one from our web. It's too smart. It's telling the other people we're trying to catch about us. So it then releases us, and then we just go out into the real world, and we're just buzzing around out there now. So I'm telling you, I can't quite put my finger on it yet. But we're really in the midst of a cultural sea change. And I think the reason why I can't put my finger on it yet is because I don't know where it ends. And that's because I don't even think where it ends exists yet. We're still building where it ends. We're still designing where it ends. We're still figuring out where it ends. But it doesn't end. It doesn't end the way the globalists want it to go. Because there's one thing about people in the West, even the average uninformed individual, they're fighters. They're fighters. And even now, even in this digital brainwashed age, those instincts will still kick into gear. And it'll be just the floodgates will open and it'll just be a rush. And it's the old saying, I can never quote it exactly, but it's like, nobody wants to be a patriot when the patriot is, you know, a scorned man. But when the price of being a patriot is, you know, cheap, everyone's a patriot. I'm totally butchering the quote. I don't know what it is. But that's like where we're at. Because, see, once you've had everything taken from you, you have no choice but to fight. You see how that works? And then once you realize that you'll have nothing left, you have no choice but to fight. And it's the old psychology. You're not even thinking about any of this stuff. You don't care about any of this stuff until it comes to your front door. And it's coming to more and more Americans' front doors. And again, I just look at a Jacob Wool, 21 years old. When I was 21, man, I thought I was so cool. I was hanging out with professional athletes, and I was on NFL football fields and, you know, in baseball clubhouses and locker rooms and everything. So, oh, boy, I'm so cool. Look at me. What did that do for anybody? Nothing. Sure, it's cool. But what I'm seeing is more and more Americans are learning and finding out it's cool to actually try to change the world. It's cool to actually engage in something that's fulfilling, substantial, and has a lasting impact. So that's the knob that's turning right now. The heat is being turned up right now. And once it reaches a certain degree, American patriots, like popcorn, just start exploding out of the woodwork. And so they want to chill free speech. They want to chill the Second Amendment. They want to chill our ability to communicate because they want to turn that heat down. They don't want those kernels turning into popcorn. But it's inevitable, folks, because it was already designed by God billions of years ago, and it's probably already happened billions of times over. So we're just sitting here, ancient technology created by God, experiencing this consciousness, and you have people that think that they're in control. It's kind of like how AOC and these Democrats think that they can control the climate. You think you're more powerful than the sun? Talk about the arrogance. And it's the same thing. You think you're more powerful than the being, the entity, whatever it is that created all of this? It's really outrageous. It's really mental illness. And that is what it is. If you think that you can control the climate, or you have more of an impact on the climate than the sun, you're a lunatic. If you really think you can control humanity and dictate everything on Earth, you're insane. But it's an age-old story. Like I said, played out billions of times over. Now, I need to fuel our engines here at InfoWars. You know about the censorship we're engaged in, or that we're being engaged against us. We're not allowed to exist on social media. That's fine. We've got InfoWars.com/show. They just make us the most brand broadcast in the West. We just become the Dark Knight. And people that were questioning who we are or not sure who we are then wonder who we are and then go check us out at InfoWarsStore.com. We hope that's the process, but it does limit our ability to expand, which is the sad truth. But we're trying, and with your support at InfoWarsStore.com, we will at least continue to blast through hyperspace here. So in the break, you know, I didn't really have time for breakfast this morning. I just had a little fruit, so I'm a little hungry right now. So in the break, I'm probably going to have an InfoWars Life protein bar. I probably don't need a double fudge brownie right now. But the good news is it's full of protein and fiber and all kinds of good ingredients there. Peanut butter, peanuts. It just happens to taste like a double fudge brownie. So I'm going to feel guilty when I eat my protein bar here in the break because it feels like I'm eating a double fudge brownie from the local five-star restaurant here, but nope, it's actually just healthy, hearty ingredients, totally healthy, and it's just the best tasting protein bar I've ever had. So it's the InfoWars Life protein bar, 15 grams of protein. I'm a big fan of the peanut butter chocolate. If you like coconut, you're going to love the vanilla coconut protein bar. But the peanut butter chocolate is the one for me. You get two boxes or more right now at InfoWarsStore.com. It's 40% off. So if you're like me and you always have a box of protein bars in your pantry, it's time to replace that with the brand new InfoWars Life protein bar. I've already done that in my pantry. So this is how you can support us at InfoWars. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We give you products that you want. We give you products that you need. Protein bars are one of the top selling things for just as a snack when you're on the go, as something to eat before and after the gym. So we sell it to you now. And with two boxes or more on your order, you will get 40% off right now. So it's the brand new InfoWars Life protein bar. I'm going to have one in the break and come back focused and energized. So don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same.
We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
All alone in the lonesome highway, east of Omaha.
You know, my only regret here is that I just don't have enough time to get to all the content that we have.
You can think about the woman.
I mean, I want to play the whole Project Veritas video. I simply won't have time because I promised, and we need to take your calls. I mean, I love hearing from the audience. I know you want to react to everything that happened yesterday, so I'm going to open up the phone lines, and I'm going to dedicate the next hour to your phone call. So that just means I'm preempting all of the clips from the Cohen testimony yesterday, which is fine. I mean, you know what the deal is, but there's powerful stuff in there. Quite frankly, I need to air, and I'm just preempting it so we can take your calls. But for example, like Michael Cohen broke the law yesterday, either when he filed his documents or when he testified, because there were inconsistencies. Mark Meadows points that out. I mean, so I'm not able to get to any of these clips. I'm not going to be able to get to any of the responses that were unbelievable in the mainstream media. I'm not going to be able to get to Trump calling the Cohen hearing a fake hearing. And then there's other clips I need to get to. Trump talking about the North Korea summit, how he had to walk away. I believe that this is basically China's doing. North Korea has always kind of been China's junkyard dog in a way. So my guess is this is, because Trump is in these very intense trade talks with China right now. So my guess is this is China yanking the leash on North Korea and basically saying Trump's not giving us what we want on these trade deals, so you're not going to have these peace talks and get anything done with Trump either. But that's just my geopolitical opinion on that. You've got Don Jr., maybe I'll try to get to this, talking about Alex Jones on Tucker Carlson. I mean, it's just it's so much news. I wanted to play the whole, really a documentary from Project Veritas talking about how Facebook is censoring conservatives. Won't have time for that. I mean, it's just like, it's crazy. You would think that 4 hours of the Alex Jones show would be enough to get to all the material we have. It's not. It's not. Now, I will be hosting the third hour of the War Room, and maybe I can get some of that stuff, but here's what I'm going to do. The crew is saying it's Pompeo and Bolton. You know, I don't know about that. I mean, Bolton maybe, because the guy wants war, but he's fighting for war in Venezuela right now. I mean, I don't think he's really fighting for war in North Korea. I think this is China basically saying, using North Korea as leverage in the trade talks. But hey, if you want to call in on that, I'll go ahead and put out the phone number. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-ALEX. Your response to everything that has happened in the last 24 hours. The Kim Trump summit, the Cohen testimony, the Rogan podcast featuring Alex Jones. Those are the big ones. So go ahead. We'll open up the phone lines. 1-877-789-ALEX. And I'm not going to say first time callers, but if you're a regular caller, I just want to get some new voices, some new people on today. So please respect that request. All right. Now, let me do a news blitz as the crew is aggregating your phone calls. So I'm just going to just pile drive through this news. Majority of Americans favor a border wall over Green New Deal. Wow, I got to say, folks, I don't understand this. Why would Americans favor building something to protect this country instead of demolishing the whole country? I mean, really, I don't understand this. I mean, wouldn't you rather have the Green New Deal that calls for literally tearing down skyscrapers and destroying America? That'll cost us $93 trillion and ending air traffic? I mean, I think that America really wants to destroy itself, not build a wall and protect itself. No, of course, I'm being sarcastic. It's the exact opposite. Does he need a safe space? Acosta loses it after Hanoi presser makes false claim about White House press. So you got another video of Jim the bitch Acosta whining and complaining. So here's the deal with this. All these media travel to Vietnam and they want the big video. They want the big hit. They want the big exclusive. They want the big clip. They want the big this, the big that. And Trump basically goes there and the media is not even an afterthought to him. I don't even think he gives a damn about the media. So he's not giving them the stuff that they want, and he's basically kind of just ignoring them. And so here's Acosta like, I traveled all the way to Vietnam, and the president won't even listen to me. It's like, dude, he doesn't care about you. You're a little bitch. We talked about the Penn State troopers being told they're not allowed to enforce the law if they pull over an illegal immigrant. So Pennsylvania is now becoming a de facto sanctuary state. That's literally against the wall. All politicians involved with that belong in jail. I've read the U.S. code. They're all breaking the law, folks. Ilhan Omar claims dictator Trump impeachment inevitable. Whew, boy, oh boy. Really excited for the press conference we'll be airing where Jacob Wool is going to expose Ilhan Omar. But here's the frustrating thing. We know who Ilhan Omar is. Where will there be any results? Will there be any action to remove this anti-American scum from office in these foreign affairs committees? House passes sweeping gun legislation to expand background checks to cover virtually all states. You know, this is I think there's real debate to be had here. If you're a purist, then shall not infringe is being infringed. But what are you going to do, folks? You've got psychotics in this country, and that's just the truth. You got a bunch of pill heads. I mean, I don't know. I think this is a real debate. I'm not going to sit here and try to play one side or the other. You know where I fall on the Second Amendment. But part of the problem is I think it just forces the left to go farther to the left when you're just like, oh, yeah, no rules on guns. It's like, well, no, wait a second. Let's have common sense when it comes to, hey, this guy has been put in jail for beating his wife on multiple occasions. He's made death threats to his neighbors. Okay, background check on him. Do we want him to have a gun? Trump and GOP promised economic growth much better than Obama's. That's not what happened. Well, this is fake news. This is the first quarter, though, where the GDP growth did not reach 3%. Now, keep in mind, these are early returns. That number could actually end up being higher than what they're first reporting. That seems to be how it's been in the past. But regardless, even if the GDP growth doesn't hit 3%, it'll be the first time it didn't for a quarter. It barely ever hit. I think it hit 3% for a quarter under Obama three or four times. For a year, zero times. So Trump's already beat Obama when it comes to economic growth. That's not even up for debate. Here's a scary one from CBS New York. NYPD, MS-13 planning to target off-duty cops at their homes. Now ask yourself this. How would MS-13 get access to that type of personal information? How would MS-13 be able to get the home addresses of off-duty cops? Just ask yourself that. And ask yourself, what type of politician would allow this to happen? Well, this is New York, so you got to look at Cuomo, you got to look at de Blasio, you can throw Cortez in there, Schumer. Folks, if this starts happening, I mean, if MS-13 really is able to get the home addresses of off-duty New York police and start attacking them, I mean, this is like, folks, this could be next level stuff here. Because, again, ask yourself how they are getting that information. And if this goes to the top, and it's as corrupt as we think it is, you don't think for one second there's politicians that want good police dead? I mean, I don't need to get into too much of it, folks, but there's a lot going on behind the scenes in New York right now. And it's been going on. And the same brave men and women that made sure Anthony Weiner went to jail, it was not easy, folks. Trust me on that. It may have seemed like a clear and obvious case. You'd be surprised at how hard it is, even when you have the actual evidence. That's the only reason why it went down, is because the public got the evidence, thanks to good men and women in the police. If you don't think for one second there's politicians that want to snuff out police officers that actually do their job and won't cover up for crimes at the very top, well, you're not living on planet Earth. So this is a scary one here, folks. And a lot of people say the reason why people want MS-13 in this country is so they can carry out their hits. Facebook insider leaks documents, explains deboosting, troll report, and political targeting in video interview. The full 20-minute video interview is on ProjectVeritas.com. It's bombshell, folks. And again, we told you this was going on before they even executed it. We told you they were engaged in social media censorship before they even engaged on it. InfoWars is tomorrow's news today, and that's why they ban us off social media. Not deboost us, deplatform us.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
We'll be right back. leaps and my back.